This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In this long and fascinating presidential campaign, there's a candidate who's been a bit of a surprise, a legislator whose popularity extends far beyond his home state, thanks in large part to a generation of younger voters and the internet.
His campaign for change even inspired musicians to write a song using excerpts of his speeches.
Ron Paul is here.
The freedom message.
Waking up people everywhere. Ron Paul is here.
Defending liberty.
Vote for the man, Lord, next year. There's a doctor in the house.
Yes, we're talking about Texas Congressman Ron Paul. The Republican candidate is known for his libertarian views and renegade campaign signs that appeared on freeway overpasses throughout the country. Ron Paul earned more than 1 million votes and about 24 delegates.
He stayed in the race much longer than expected. Then in March came the news that he might drop out. He posted this speech on his website.
Let us hope that we can one day look back and say that this campaign was a significant first step that signaled a change in direction for our country. Our job now is to plan for the next phase.
The words missing from that speech, my campaign is over. Last week in Austin, Texas, Ron Paul delivered another somewhat vague speech outside the Texas Republican Convention. Some of his passionate supporters, and yes, he has many of them, still didn't believe the campaign was over.
So we called Congressman Ron Paul in his Washington, D.C. office to ask him, finally, once and for all, is his campaign done?
I think in the technical legal sense of the presidential race, it's done. A lot of the supporters don't want it that way, and they keep campaigning and thinking miracles will happen, and they want to go to the convention. So the spirit is alive and well. But what is true is the campaign that I've been involved in for many years, the campaign just to promote limited government and liberty and a sensible foreign policy, that's alive and well. As a matter of fact, we've moved on to the next stage and started a new organization called Campaign for Liberty.
You have a very strong influence, though, over these people who support you. What are you going to tell them to do? Who are you going to tell them to vote for? Or might they not vote at all come November?
Well, generally speaking, I try not to tell people what to do. I tell them what I believe in and what we should be doing, and then they decide what to do. And that's how the campaign was organized, and that's how the money was raised. And so I'm not going to be getting up and say, okay, I think every one of us have to vote for, you know, candidate A or B or C.
And what about you? Have you given any thought to who you will be voting for come November?
Not exactly, because two of the candidates in the other parties, Libertarian Party and the Constitutional Party, are very close to me, and their views are pretty close, and they're friends of mine. So I haven't picked one over the other. It's just that when I've been asked, I said that I wouldn't be able to vote for Senator McCain because his views are so different than mine.
As you mentioned, you're friends with the Libertarian candidate Bob Barr. Is there any concern that maybe you would draw away from the other Republican? You ran as a Republican, that you might draw votes away from the Republican candidate John McCain.
Well, there's no concern. I don't worry about it. It's others think that that could happen. But, you know, the appeal that our campaign has had has been for young people, people who have not been involved, and those who didn't like the war. Actually, the competition is more with Obama supporters. We have a lot of crossovers there. Some of our young people say, well, you're out of the race, I'll probably vote for Obama. And then at our rallies, we still get people coming in and say, oh, I used to be an Obama supporter, but now I understand that he really isn't talking about the change that you are, and they come our way.
Looking back at it all, is there a certain moment that stands out for you as your favorite moment?
Well, I know there was a moment that seemed to be fairly devastating when it seemed like the whole world was against me, when there was a confrontation with me and Giuliani over the nature of terrorism. And there was a lot of booing and hissing and laughing and ridicule. And the interviewers after that said that, oh, my, I guess you'll have to quit now. And lo and behold, it was a turning point which propelled our campaign into the limelight. And we rallied with a lot more supporters. Then ultimately, the front runner, Giuliani, who was a front runner for 6 months, ended up getting probably less than a third of the votes that I got. He ended up with a debt. So that whole issue there was sort of pretty significant. It turned out it was probably a very positive thing for the campaign.
Congressman Ron Paul, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.